The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Let's get to a very serious issue here, and that's the opioid addiction problem that that our nation has witnessed in the previous years. We're right in the middle of it, and it's hit Greenville very hard. One family's tragedy here in South Carolina has turned into a mission to proactively reach out to young people and try to teach them about the dangers of substance abuse. And this includes the increasing instance of opioid addiction. Joining me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line for a few minutes this morning, Martine. Hello, Martine is the director of Palmetto Foundation for Prevention and Recovery and a voice from the past. You may recognize Martine's voice. She started with me when we were doing Upstate Live. Welcome in, Martine. How are you this morning?
Doing fantastic. How are you? Thank you so much for having me today.
Sure thing. And I know that this is a real issue, the opioid issue, and it's hit Greenville hard because, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Greenville at some points, and maybe even still, has led the state in overdoses, right?
That's correct, unfortunately.
Yep. So let's talk about the Palmetto Foundation for Prevention and Recovery. Let's start at the beginning. How long have you guys been around? And I know there's a personal story there of why this was started. So educate us on it.
Sure. Well, the foundation was established back in 2017, and I came on board in June of last year as the executive director. This foundation originally was established to get monies or grant in the form of grants for collegiate recovery programs throughout the state of South Carolina. And the original board, who is still the board of this foundation, was very successful in working with the legislature to get those monies. And then that money was distributed via DEOTIS with a request for proposal and all of that good stuff. So that was wonderful. But they met me through the work that I had been doing previously at the sheriff's office with the voice program that I had started, where we worked with the FBI and the DEA. And so two representatives really loved what I was doing. Eric Bedingfield and Phyllis Henderson really owe a lot to them for recognizing what I was doing here and then introducing me to the Palmetto Foundation just to let them know the work that we were doing up here up in Greenville. And they were so inspired by that they had offered me back in June of last year to come on board as executive director and bring the concept of the voice program to them and then make it a statewide program. So we focus on prevention first. Mm-hmm. We really, really believe in the importance of prevention. And we also, when it comes to recovery, we believe in referral to reputable recovery and trying to destigmatize addiction so that if somebody is addicted, they don't stay in the throes of that because they're embarrassed to tell someone. But we want to create an environment where people reach out and say, I need help. Because the sooner that they can do that, they raise the probability that they actually will be able to live a lifetime, you know, addiction-free or sustained recovery, because unfortunately, opioid addiction cannot be cured.
Right. Yeah. And again, I just can't stress what a problem this is. And it, quite often it can be affecting someone in your life that you would least suspect. I read this week, Martine, that the Greenville News front page, I think it was maybe Tuesday, and it really surprised me. It had a photo of Parker Road Drugstore, and Parker Road Drugstore is over, I guess that's probably considered the City View area of Greenville, sort of just a small area outside of Greenville. And I was just blown away when it said that this tiny little pharmacy led the state by selling more than 9 million opioid pills between 2006 in 2012, as some of this data was recently released by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. I'm thinking, how does a little pharmacy in City View lead the state? And there seems to be a trend here, too, because like the second and third leading pharmacies were also some of these small town type pharmacies. And it's almost as if, and I'm not accusing the pharmacies of anything, and there is no accusation that they're doing anything wrong, but it's kind of like there's a network of doctors and all, and people find where they can buy these and they can get these prescription filled. And it's just hard to break that cycle. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Joey, when people want to make money, they're going to find a way to do it.
Yes.
And if you can work with pharmacies that are like sort of flying under the radar, luckily now we have in South Carolina, I believe, they're putting into place, you know, registry where people can, you know, of certain, you know, pharmacies can track
right
how people are going from pharmacy to pharmacy and getting these prescriptions. But, you know, before we had that, it was very easy to go to a little pharmacy and a doctor makes a relationship with them. And, you know, he's underneath the radar. I mean, look at how this whole thing got started. OxyContin should have never, ever been prescribed to people to take home.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it was wrong from the very beginning.
Just yesterday, Martine, a story out of Virginia, a 36-year-old doctor. I mean, this is a young man, just you know, hasn't been in his profession for that long, sentenced to 40 years in prison because he had prescribed over 500,000 doses of opioids just in the past 2 years. And law enforcement became suspect because he was having such odd hours. I mean, his office would be open at midnight, and it had just become known, you know, that he was the man. If you wanted a prescription for oxycodone or one of these opioids, you could go to Dr. Joel Smithers, and he would write it for you for the right amount of money. And he wanted cash. When his office was when he was confronted, he had $700,000 in cash in his medical office. And it's doctors like him that has really, you know, made it hard for unsuspecting patients out there.
Of course. And Joey, this is why we do what we do at Palmetto Foundation. We are trying to get young people to understand that just because things are available in the world doesn't mean it's good for them.
Right.
They're being exploited.
Right.
That's what we have here. So we're trying to protect them from exploitation on many different levels. It's not just from a doctor prescribing, but you've got kids that are in school that are dealing. You've
sure.
got the Juul company who promoted, I don't care what they say, they were marketing to teens.
Sure. Yep.
You know, so we're trying to enlighten them as to the fact that just because things are available doesn't mean it's good for you, and it's not normal. So we're trying to come from the prevention aspect to even if they were offered something
right.
or it was so easy for them to gain access to a certain drug that they are aware of the fact
yeah.
that they need to make choices based on if it's good for yeah. them or not, or if it protects them. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's no surprise that people are making money yeah. off of this.
Quickly, Martine, what's your web address?
Our website is Palmetto Foundation PR. So the P is for prevention, R is for recovery, mm-hmm. Palmetto Foundation PR. .org. We would appreciate any support. And you know what? Talk about Thankful Thursday. I'm thankful for every single person who has believed in us in the school system, the South Carolina Department of Education, who we now partner with, Greenville County EMS, who we've made a yes. recent partnership with. And I'm thankful for people who have kept this foundation afloat.
Yep.
And,
yep.
and now we're doing amazing things. So anybody can donate, contribute, volunteer, we'd be so all appreciative.
Right. Yeah. Martine Hello, Executive Director of Palmetto Foundation for Prevention and Recovery. Look them up. Martine, I'm thankful that you guys are out there helping, and I appreciate you being with us this morning. Martine Hello, look them up, Palmetto Foundation for Prevention and Recovery.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.